Full Metal Jackie with Chuck Billy of Testament. What's up? Great to see you. Testament, of course, I gotta tell you, last two albums, arguably the best Testament have ever done. What makes the new one capable of being even better?
Well, I think Eric's always, he's been the main songwriter, and he really doesn't like follow a lot of bands. He's into his black death metal, black metal stuff. So he puts a little of that into Testament, but he really just, he seems to create something different for every record we do. And that's, I think that's what keeps our record sounding kind of modern or fresh, you know, because he just does his thing. But with the way that he keeps getting better and better with coming up the riffs and the songs. So I think this one, we consciously thought, you know, what was the record that really stood out to us, which was like The Gathering, which I think was kind of a turning point for the band and musically and where we grew and just like, okay, this is it. So that thrashier style is, I know we're kind of, that's what we want to kind of come back with, that Gathering vibe. I think that's where we're at right now. We're about six tracks in the demos right now. Still got a long way to go. The other guys haven't heard a lot of it because me and Eric have been doing the demos. So now that we're all together, we'll start going over the music and try to work on the road a little bit. We'll see.
Chuck Billy of Testament is our guest on the show this evening. Going back to Dark Roots of Earth, Native Blood. That was Kissing Candace with Put 'Em Up. Their new album, Blind Until We Burn, comes out on Tuesday, and they're playing the Mayhem Festival all summer long. Chuck Billy of Testament is with us on the show tonight. And Chuck is part of a new management company that was started. You guys signed Shattered Sun, who also are going to be playing the Mayhem Festival this summer. And we're going to be playing their tune later on in the show. Great band to see live. Now that you're part of a management company, are you actively looking for new talent?
We're approached by a lot of people. You know, I think right now where we're at, I mean, it's been like a year. I think we have about six bands or so. I think we're good right now. So I mean, we always keep our eyes open, though. I mean, you never know. And it's just, for me especially, it's a learning process. It's a lot of work and a lot of stuff you have to juggle between different acts and different personal artists and individual personalities. And that's a whole nother thing. So, but, you know, being in a band and know where that people are coming from in that sense, I kind of have been in that headspace a little bit. So maybe I got a little edge in that to kind of deal with that. So
we talked about this briefly recently, but it's always just like a wonder now that you're on the other side of it. Do you ever like, man, maybe I was a pain in the ass at some point in time. Now I see what it's like to be on the other side.
Well, I was probably always a pain in the ass, I think. So, but yeah, to myself now, you know, so I answer to me. So
Chuck Billy of Testament is our guest on the show tonight. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. We're going to get to new music from the Black Dahlia Murder and so much more. Stick around. Zenith from Huntress. They've got a new album coming out in September called Static. Go look them up online and see the hilarious video that they posted for their Pledge Music campaign. Full Metal Jackie, Chuck Billy of Testament is our guest on the show. Chuck, you've been revisiting the early albums on tour. How are those classic tunes beginning to evolve and change on stage?
Big time. When we started the tour, we tried to pull off the records exactly the way we recorded them, and it didn't really work. We're like, this doesn't feel right, so let's juggle and mix it up a little bit. So that's what we've done, and now it's really comfortable. But I think some of those songs that we haven't really played in a long time, because some of those Over the Wall and In the Pit, those ones are classics we always play. Songs like Day of Reckoning and Curse of Leaves and Death, First Strike Still Deadlies are like some of my all-time favorites. I'm enjoying it because we don't put those in our show. And now that we've really honed in the timing and we're tight on these songs, now we see like the ones we didn't think were like going to be the fun ones are the best ones that we enjoy playing. Day of Reckoning is probably one of the underdog songs that we didn't think would be like, you know, what it feels to us now, but it's feels really good. So we're having really a lot of fun with it. We just wanted to do something different on this tour. We've been touring for 4 years on two records, doing the same kind of show. So we wanted to do something different before we get in and do the new record. And we're having fun.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Love having these guys on my show. Also new music from Lamb of God and more, of course, with Chuck Billy. It's all on the way. Lamb of God, that was Still Echoes. They have a new album coming out in July. Full Metal Jacket, Chuck Billy is our guest on the show tonight. And you were talking earlier about, you know, you guys having a good time out there. And I had a chance to see the Testament Exodus tour. And man, what a great lineup. It really did look like you guys were having fun. You know, Testament and Exodus with Zetro.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, you know, us and Exodus, there's a lot of history and incest between bands. You know, Zet singing for Testament for me and the drummers. We've had Bo Staff. We've had everybody that's probably been, you know, playing for Exodus. Jack filled in a bass spot for us last year. So, you know, we kind of shuffle around. So it's very cool. I mean, we definitely get along. There's no issues on the road. Everybody's having fun. And it's been really smooth, you know, no problems.
Looking back to, you know, the early days when all of you guys were coming up together, did you ever think in a million years that this many years later that, you know, Testament, Exodus, Slayer, Metallica, we're all going to be, you know, still doing it and still playing in, like, this resurgence and younger kids just discovering these bands? Like, did you ever think that it would be where it's at now?
I didn't think it would, because, I mean, when we started, I mean, the style of the thrash movement all was such a new thing. Didn't know how big it was going to get. Of course, yeah, Metallica kind of took it to the masses worldwide and benefit all the other metal bands growing, and you wouldn't think you'd have a festival like this. You'd think back there it'd be the top 40 bands, you know, on something, you know, but no, I didn't think so. But actually experiencing it in Europe, it's nice to see it's kind of carried over to America, the way they think and have festivals, you know, every weekend there's a great festival somewhere, you know, and the opportunity isn't that we don't have that like that. It's kind of, they pick certain places to do that. But that's cool. It's a start.
Full Metal Jacket, Chuck Billy, our guest on the show. Look out for New Testament music. The band, of course, hoping to finish by the end of the year. Quick break coming up. Music from Killswitch Engage. Also going to hear from the band Shattered Sun, the band signed to Chuck Billy's management company, Breaking Bands.